What's up, guys? Good morning. Good morning. It's Steve Schramm here with Faithful Business. Hope you guys are just doing awesome this morning. And I wanted to come to you today with a thought that I gained from our small groups last night at church. It was just a really, really good time. And it was the first time back since all this COVID stuff in small groups. And man, it was just such a blessing to be back in the room with those guys and learn so much. And it's just really interesting to all the different personalities, you know, the different kinds of people that you can meet in there and see. And you know, it's unity in Christ is just this amazing amazing thing. That's what I love so much about even the concept of gathering with your brothers and sisters, because you know there are other people in the room who are, you know, just hardworking guys who go to work every day and just do their thing, and then you've got the entrepreneurs who are in there like trying to change the world and stuff. And you know, you just look around the room, you got these different personalities of people and their experiences, and it's just a great time. And all I want to do this morning is give you just a quick, simple tip. I think something that will help you in many aspects of your life. Something that our pastor has started incorporating into these. So he leads our small group discussions. We're going through a 10-week series right now on becoming God's man. And he went ahead and put just this one little statement with two words and some lines to write at the end of it to make our commitment for that week. And it's just this. I will. An I will statement, okay, based on what we've learned, an I will statement. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try to, like, pontificate the circumstances or the context or whatever for you that you should do this, but maybe there are some things that it's like you just need to straight up buckle down and recommit to doing, or commit to doing. Like, you know you should do them, and you just need to commit to them. They could be spiritual growth things. They could be personal growth things, right? They could be business growth things. They could be actual tangible activities that you know you should be doing every day, and yet you're not. You know, one of them for me is like this podcast. I mean, like I obviously, before I learned about, I, you know, committed to doing this podcast before I learned about this I will statement or whatever, but it's like, you know, I could have just said, you know, that could be one way of doing it. I will record a podcast every morning, non-negotiable. I will record a podcast every weekday morning, right? Because that is what I have determined based on lots of thought and consideration that needs to be done in my life and in my business in order to, you know, accomplish the goals that I want to accomplish. So anyway, that's it. That's it for this week, for this morning. Just work on applying that. Think about, I will. What is it that you need to commit to? And can you craft an I will statement for yourself that will just help you commit to it, keep you accountable, maybe find somebody to be an accountability partner to do that. And maybe, I don't know, like maybe put it on the reminders on your phone. Make it repeat every morning where it says, I will do this. And then mark that as complete every single morning. Just some ideas for you, and I hope you can take this and run with it and make it something that helps you out. All right, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.